For the last three decades, Sunday morning has belonged to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. For our friend Mike, the tradition continues with the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman every Sunday from 9 to 10. Now, here is the host, Allison Norman.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Allison Norman here with the Real Estate Hour, the newly named Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Allison Norman. I just made up a new name. I am your host. If you haven't heard, I think Joe and I were talking. That was Joe Pasquini, who's joined me back on the show.
Yes, I am here.
Thank you for being here and carrying on the tradition. Those of you that have not heard, Mike Kelly did pass away end of January. And we were just saying, I'm sure everybody knows by now, but I have had still people reach out to me and go, oh my gosh, I just heard. I had no idea.
I saw that on one of your posts. Somebody commented that they hadn't heard yet. And boy, that's one thing about social media. That's a tough place to find out something like that.
It really is. Yeah. And it, I'll tell you when, you know, Mike was a celebrity in the community, all over the real estate, and other parts of the community. And, people are still here and really shocked. So Mike was the heart and soul of the Real Estate Hour. It was his creation back 30 years ago. And it was really important for him that it to not go away. We actually had conversations in the past about that. So I'm carrying on the show for him in his honor. And we're going to keep it to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour because it truly was and is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. So thanks for joining us. And we're going to continue having great content, educating the community, we have a lot of realtors that tune in. And Mike was real big about educating the real estate community as well as homeowners, home buyers, and, anybody thinking about buying or selling. So this isn't really for one particular group of people. The Real Estate Hour really is all-encompassing community information, updates, real estate, local stuff. So thanks for joining us and sticking with us as we find our way here without Mike. And I do have a guest today, and Kimberly Foster is here with Chuck It. And an old time, not old time, I always say that, old time, a long time, not an old timer, a long time friend of the Real Estate Hour and one of Mike's favorites. And
thank you.
Thanks for coming back in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we're going to talk about a lot. You do move management, downsizing,
yes,
organizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to get into all of that. So stay tuned because Kimberly has some great tips. She works with a lot of families,
elders
yeah. Who need to... Joe just handed me a note. That need to downsize and a lot of that. So you could say it much more eloquently than I. So I'll let you. But first, I want to talk about a couple of important things. One, I've had a lot of information, and thank you, Joe, for reminding me because I keep forgetting to mention it. But we have had a lot of questions about Mike's service. And what we're going to do, because of his celebrity status, it really became quickly apparent that the family needed time to celebrate his life, mourn the loss, and do that separately from his huge community family and realtor family. So they are having a private service. And then we're going to have a big party, and we're going to celebrate Mike Kelly and everything that he did for the community. And there's going to be a lot of people. And because it's going to be such a big event, it's going to take a little bit of planning. So we have a small committee, we being the real estate community and some, Rotarians. He was in a lot of different groups. So we're kind of pooling those resources together, and we're, Mike was big on committees, and he would probably be the lead on this committee if he could.
Definitely.
However,
he is still leading.
For you, Mike. Yeah. So we are at, we're I think we're going to be at Luther Burbank Center. Mike was a longtime board member years ago of the Luther Burbank Center. So it's pretty fitting that we're going to have a celebration of his life there. So that, as you know, and then we're looking at maybe Beginning of April, end of March. And, you know, we don't want to go too far away from, you know, too far out. At the same time, we don't want to rush it because we want to do it right. So if you're, you know, I'm sure if you cared about Mike Kelly, you'll wait for this great party we're going to have. So it's end of March, beginning of April. I will keep you posted every Sunday and kind of let you know as we know more information about Mike's celebration of life. So stay tuned on that. And then before we get into all of the move management and talk to Kimberly, I want to just mention a few things going on today in real estate. I have an open house today. I have a new listing, just came on the market yesterday at 535 Blackstone Court, and that's in Santa Rosa over in Rincon Valley. It's a great single level property in a cul-de-sac right down the street from Binkley Elementary School, which, you know, that it's a desirable area over there, and single level is really popular with the young people and with the senior community that is wanting to get rid of those houses with stairs. So either way, and they've gone in and cleaned this property up, took it off the market back at the end of the year, did quite a bit of Section 1 work that had come up on a pest report, and cleaned it up, put it back on the market, and dropped the price a little. So we're now at $525,000, and it is open today from 1 to 4. So that is 535 Blackstone Court. Couple of coming up soon listings. This is one that was Mike Kelly's listing at the end of last year. Another one that came off the market. Kind of got caught up in that, you know, little hiccup that we had in the market where homes came on the market, and then suddenly everything, you know, dried up for a couple of months, and we were seeing everything really lingering on the market. So, however, this one's come off. It's a great property, and it really it deserves the attention that it's going to get. We've dropped the price to $665. It's going to be on the market, I think, in a couple of weeks, just doing some more things to get it ready. This is that one Mike talked about that was kind of like an Eichler-style home with the pre-existing home from the 1940s at the back end. So it really is a great property if somebody might want to make it into a second unit in the back there. You'd have to check with the city and see if you can make that work. But it's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2,335 square feet. And it's single level again, too. A huge yard. And Hexham is that one of those areas that everybody, you know, they see something come up on Hexham and they get really excited. So I'm excited to be bringing this one back to the market. And it'll be, stay tuned, it'll be coming up. And then another just a PUD coming up in Westgate off of Occidental Road. That's about 900 square feet, a little bit more. 2 bedroom, 2 bath, another single level, and that one will be priced around $319. So stay tuned for those. That is it for the real estate portion of the real estate hour. And we're going to talk now about another real estate topic, and that would be move management, downsizing, what to do to get ready to move. And Kimberly's going to talk all about that. But stay tuned. That's a little tease because we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Bounce pass, Curry. Curry fires away. Three ball, good for Curry. Curry, top of the key three. Shedding Rubio. Curry! Curry dribble drive to the rim, goes inside, hand, and scores on the left side of the bucket. It's a Curry flurry.
I'm Stephen Curry, and you're tuned in to KSRO Sonoma County's Home of the Warriors.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
Tune in every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. for Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on KSRO's Ask the Expert show. Dr. Walter Tom can help create the body you've always wanted with laser body sculpting, skin regeneration, laser and vein therapy, and other specialized treatments. Look younger by Monday with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO's Ask the Expert show every Thursday on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO. Depend on it.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Allison Norman here with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Good morning, Sonoma County. Thanks for joining us. We are back, and I have Kimberly Foster. Who is Kimberly Foster? I have no idea. I'm sorry. Kimberly Foster of Check It. And you've been on the show, three times?
Three or four.
Yeah.
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 On, by the way.
You're on now.
Oh, thank you. Because I just noticed the button said off.
Oh, no. Yes. Well, thank you for paying attention. So thanks for joining us. So we're going to talk about, you tell us what you do, because you do, there's several aspects of your business.
Yes. So I help people organize their homes, people who are just staying home and they want to declutter. Mm-hmm. And I also help people downsize and move into smaller homes. There have been the occasion where I have actually helped people move into larger homes.
Oh.
But that is rare. Usually, my specialty is working with seniors and elders, especially to move them into assisted living or independent living. But typically, they're moving from a large home. It might be a family home or a home that they've lived in for many, many years. And they need help with getting started and planning the whole move process. And that's what I do. From soup to nuts.
I think that's there's such a need for that. Well, for a lot of that, what you said just about getting organized. I mean, I said I'm going to be taking my own notes here today because, my kids say I'm going to be a hoarder when I get older.
That's a loosely used term.
I know. But I do. I have a lot of stuff. And I think a lot of people are starting to, you know, get rid of stuff. And we talked a little briefly about the whole KonMari, you know, thing. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole different thing. And I don't want to get into that. But my point is, I think people are starting to look at all their stuff and go, you know,
which
what?
Is great.
We need
I'm
to get
glad
rid
that
of.
She's inspired a lot of people to start looking twice, second guessing what they actually are including in their homes.
Yeah,
thinking about what they really, really need.
Do they
really need it?
Yeah, and that's good. And so you help people with that, going through their own things, and
identifying what's really, really deeply meaningful, and to hang on to that. She talks about sparking joy, which is great, but I think it goes a little deeper than that. Because, you know, think about it. Can you walk through a store and be sparked by joy by almost anything you see?
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you need to own it.
Right.
So it goes a little deeper than just sparking joy. But that's a great place to start. And I usually ask my clients to think about what raises their energy or lowers their energy. Because a lot of people tend to keep things that people have given them. And they may not like the item or they may not even like the person who gave it to them.
Right.
So I encourage them to let go of things like that lower their energy.
That's a good idea.
So, a lot of people don't think that way, but it can make a huge difference in how you look at your things and what you decide to keep in your home surrounding you.
Yeah, good. Well, I could use some lessons from you. So before we get too deep into it, talk about you have some free seminars that you do.
I'm very excited to announce that I have a free seminar coming up at Solstice Senior Living, and that's going to be on Wednesday, March 6th. That's actually Ash Wednesday, and it's going to be at 10:30 in the morning. And Solstice Senior Living is up on Round Barn Boulevard, and they are taking all the reservations. So if anybody wants to attend, please call them directly at 578-8400. And of course, that's a 707 area code. But there I'm going to be talking about how to get started. And also what the donation resources are in Sonoma County, as well as how to deal with your attachments. I call it sentimentality. I don't know if that's a word, but it's mine now.
It is. Yes, you've coined a new phrase. And I think that's so important. I know for me, it's that getting started part, you know, and I'll go stand in a room that I need to know I clearly need to declutter, whether it's, you know, my room with too many clothes in the closet or, you know, the living room with knickknacks that really, you know, I've been hanging on for years. And I'll just stand there and go, I don't even know where to start.
And feel immobilized.
And then you go do something else.
Procrastinate.
Yes,
well,
I'm a huge
procrastinator. And people who know that they need to move, that could be really scary because they feel immobilized and then panic because, oh my God, I have to sell my house, but I don't know where to start. And that can just exacerbate their overwhelm and their stress. So that's where I can help.
You can step in, and you have a very calm a very calm demeanor, which I think is helpful.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you that shows you don't know what's going on inside.
I know. Well, you carry it very well. No, but you do, and I think that helps because you can. You don't come as a. I think a lot of people, you know, thinking even of myself sometimes. Having somebody come in to help you with your mess, you know, or your stuff, and it's embarrassing. And
it's a very, very
clients,
personal.
Yeah, and I've had clients where they, like you said, they need to sell their house. They don't know where to start. They don't want somebody to come in and help, but they can't do it themselves. Even having me come to give them a value of their home, they go, well, let me clean up first. I can't have, I can't possibly have. And I go, oh, you know, I've seen it all. It's fine. You know, and I don't judge. And I think you're the same way.
Exactly. And I know, you know. And I'm glad you brought that point up because what I've noticed over the years I've been doing this is that many people think that their situation is the worst. And to them it is. And I get that. But I always let them know that they don't win first prize. I have to tell a funny story.
Tell us the story.
I walked in, a woman hired me to come in and help her pack up to move. And when I she opened up her front door, she the first thing she said was, "Welcome to hell." And I thought, oh, I can work with this woman because she's got a good sense of humor.
Yes, perfect. And sometimes you need that.
Oh, you really need it. And I try to bring lightness into my work as well, and humor. Some people appreciate it and some people don't. But yeah, so
yeah, well, so, and I told, I think I started telling you a little story that I had of a client, a huge house, husband passed away, and kind of the same thing. She has two kids, you know, adult children here in town, but they work different schedules, and she wants them to come pick out what they want. She's dealing with, you know, her husband, you know, longtime spouse's stuff and her grief. And it's a lot. And then, you know, they just, she said, you know what, I'm going to wait. She's not ready to sell. And I think a lot of it is she doesn't want to deal with that.
Well, and the emotionality on top of it, a lot of people will say to, will lose a spouse and call me in and say, well, I'm going to move. And I say, are you really sure you want to do that? In fact, with my own mother, when after my dad passed, she said, well, what should I do? Should I move to California? And I said, nope, you're not going to make any decisions for at least a year. So, and then by that time, she was able to process through her, you know, the most intense emotions and be more clear down the road.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, in terms of what the next step should be. And she stayed in the family home.
Good.
And I downsized anyway.
You said, well, let's clear it out anyway. Well, and she's lucky to have you. So you do... do you do move management across country, or do you have partners?
I do. That's a great question because I have colleagues all over the country. And so I often will do a tag team with them. So they may, if someone is moving from, say, Rhode Island, then they will manage all of the downsizing and the planning on that end. And then she or he will pass the baton to me when the movers leave, and I receive the movers and manage the unpacking and the setting up of the new home.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great that you have that.
Yeah, it is wonderful. We work as a team.
Good. I think we all need, we need that.
We do.
Teamwork.
Takes a village.
It does. It really does. And it's great to have that available. We're going to... I guess we have a little bit of, we still have plenty of time.
Okay.
So I wanted to, let's see, we talked about this and I just lost my train of thought.
Maybe I can announce my second seminar.
You can do that, just and then case, I'll remember what
okay.
I was going to say.
Just in case anybody cannot make Wednesday, March 6th at 10:30 in the morning at Solstice, I have another, the same seminar is scheduled at Friend's House, which is on Benicia. That's over on Montecito, off Montecito, Friend's House. That's going to be on Friday, April 26th, I believe. I don't have a flyer for that, so I'm relying on my terrible memory. And that one's going to be at 11:30 in the morning. So, and I think at both places they are going to offer lunch in case anybody's hungry afterwards.
Ooh, okay.
So,
also a free seminar.
Yeah,
and
they're free.
Lunch.
They're always free. They're always open to the public, and they're always 1 hour. So I usually talk for about 45 minutes, and then we have Q&A.
Great, and
afterwards.
Some good tips. And you, yeah. Why don't you give your phone number out to?
Oh yeah, my phone number, and I want to reiterate: don't call me to register because the locations want to be managing that. But my office number is 707-560-1491, and my website is chuckett.net.
Okay. Good. And you have a lot of great information on your website about just what you do. Testimonials. I was looking through. You have some great testimonials. And that really shows, I think, more in depth. I mean, because you can list what you do on a
right.
website, but when you have people actually saying, you know, my gosh, this
how
is what you did it, and how helpful
how
you were.
How it happened. Yeah. What it was like for them.
Yeah. So it's good. So so call Kimberly if you want to... if you want some help, if you're going
to
move.
Or even if you want to sign up to be on my events list, give me a call, and I'd be happy to put you on my email list.
Perfect, perfect. So we're going to, after the break, I want to get some tips from you.
Okay.
But what we, so if somebody's getting ready to move, like I've been in my house for over 21 years now, I think. The thought of moving, or even just getting my house ready, is a little overwhelming, and I am not moving anytime soon. But if I was, I'd love to know how to start. And I know that first thing I do when I come into a house is I say you need to declutter. You know, so start taking down personal photos, packing up clothes that you know you're not going to wear, and just really thinning everything out. Even if it's not to get rid of it, but just to pack and start, you know, neatly putting it out in the garage or put it in storage.
Right.
And so that's a really important part of getting the house ready for the market.
Right.
So I'd love to, get your take on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just as far as seniors and downsizing and moving and
right.
exactly what you do, and then some tips.
Okay.
I do want to make sure we're going to, would you take some calls if
absolutely.
Somebody has?
Absolutely,
okay,
would
so
love to.
Our phone number, and I always forget to mention it, is 707-636-1350, and we're going to go to a break in a minute, but when we come back, if you want to talk to Kimberly and you have some specific questions, our number is 707-636-1350. And that's Chuck It, Downsizing and Move Management. Right?
Close.
What is it?
Chuck It Organizing and
Move Organizing and Move Management. And again, a reminder, I'm going to be at I won't be. I have a great agent doing an open house for me today at 535 Blackstone Court. So don't miss that one. It's listed at 525 in Rincon Valley. And we're going to come right back after the news and talk more with Kimberly Foster of Chuck It.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Catholic Church leaders from around the world leave a Vatican summit on pre-sex abuse amid criticism. ABC's David Wright at the Vatican on how Pope Francis closed things out.
He said that the Church has heard the cries of children who have been abused over decades by people associated with the Catholic Church, and he feels their anger, he said, like the wrath of God.
Survivors say they got no concrete action from the summit. When the Russia investigation final report's done, says House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff.
We will obviously subpoena the report. We will bring Bob Mueller in to testify before Congress. We will take it to court if necessary. And in the end, I think the department understands they're going to have to make this public.
Not yet posting $1 million bail, R&B star R. Kelly in a Chicago jail denying charges of criminal sex abuse. The Kalashnikov company, whose rifle the AK-47 helped transform modern warfare, unveils a new weapon at the Abu Dhabi Arms Fair, an exploding guided drone. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Join George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans every Wednesday from noon to 12:30 for On Air with George Adair on KSRO. George helps homeowners understand real estate and lending. Whether you're looking to purchase your first home or expanding your real estate holdings, George will help you navigate the world of home loans. George talks with community guests, covers local topics, and shows you how the larger world economy affects your bottom line each Wednesday from noon to 12:30. On Air with George Adair on KSRO.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Could see some showers today, a chance of light showers at 55, 53 on the coast. Late rain expected tonight, low 46, 50 on the shores. Showers for Monday at 54, 55 in Bodega Bay. Expect about an inch of rain for Tuesday at 56 across the county. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Good morning. Good morning. This is the real estate. I feel like I'm not on. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. This is Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I sounded kind of silent there for a minute. I thought maybe it was my headphones. Anyway, we are back. Yoo-hoo, we're back. I have Kimberly Foster. Chuck it. I'll get it right. Organizing and movement.
It's okay.
We'll get it right. So Kimberly's been on the show quite a bit, and Mike loved your name.
the name Chuck It very much.
Because it rhymes with, and last time I said that, Joe thought I actually was swearing on air.
I know.
I don't.
Well,
do that.
Mike thought I was saying
when
it,
you say you went,
oh, my God. Button.
I know. Anyway, thank you for coming on the show today, and it's always good to have you, and I think everybody has an issue with them. Organizing.
We can all, even I always keep a donation box.
Yeah.
Just ready to receive anything that I decide I don't need anymore or don't like or want.
Good. I think it's good. I'm a hanger-oner of things. And I'm getting, I think as I get older, I know in my mom too, she'll come over or I go down there and she has like a bag of stuff. You know, she's all, here's your stuff, you know, that like things that I made when I was a kid.
Okay.
You know, stuff. Or that my, she still had that my kids made, you know, and I'm all, oh, what do I do with this now? But so she's downsizing, so it's good.
Good
she's,
for her.
You know, and she's in her 80s, and she has a lot of stuff, but she's an artist, so she has a lot of artwork around.
Creative people usually have a lot of extra things.
Yeah,
and they like to keep a lot of little tiny things, too.
She's had, well, because she'll do, like, with found objects and with, you know, so she has, like, plastic little, you know, rusty items and rocks and plastic containers and lids and little, you know, anything she could do an art project with, she's got it. Yeah. But it's all neat. It's very organized.
Right. So she knows where to find it.
Yeah. I didn't get that trait from her. I hold on to things, but mine aren't very organized. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you. We talked a little before the break about moving and getting ready and how does somebody start? And like I said, it's overwhelming. And some people go, I couldn't possibly move. I don't know what to do with all my stuff.
Right.
So what are some tips that you have?
Yeah. Well, I mentioned these tips too in my seminars, but one of the first places that I like to start is with something that's very easy. It might be a category like books or magazines or just papers around the house. Just picking up papers can make a big difference in how a room feels and how you feel in it. And start with a section or an area of the house. It might be a linen closet, might be a guest room, it might be a drawer. But just something that doesn't have a lot of emotional attachment to it. And that way it gives you an opportunity to start building your, what I call your downsizing muscle. Right. And then another tip I have is to set a timer. So work in segments of time. This helps manage your energy, and it also helps to maintain your motivation.
Okay.
And then another tip I have is to start now. I encourage people, when they say, well, I'm not moving, I say, well, I highly recommend that you start now, because especially for older people, we just never know when things are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst time to have to deal with downsizing and planning a move is when there's any physical or emotional upset in one's life. So, like I said, I always have a donation box in my home. That's what I recommend. You put it in your closet, your garage, by the door, whatever. And when it's full, take it to a charity and donate it. So the starting now part is very important. One other tip, and I say this in my seminars too, and people laugh and some people don't like it either, but this is for people especially who are planning to move soon, is to stop buying.
Oh.
Yeah, what a novel idea.
What a novel idea, yeah. And for some people, that's really hard.
Well, yeah, it is. And I encourage people to start using what you already have in the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reams of paper towels that you get at Costco, food, that sort of thing, especially if you're doing a cross-country or interstate move, because they charge by weight. So you want to start getting rid of heavy things and think about what you really need to bring with you and what you could replenish on the other end easily.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. And I know some people, when, especially if it's a cross-country move, that they're selling the furniture, they're doing everything. It's like, you know what, I can just get more when I get there.
Yeah.
And not in a way, I mean, in a way, you know, we're such a throwaway society. It's like, oh, I'll just get more. But I don't mean it in that way.
Right.
But I think, you know, there's somebody here on this end that could use it.
Absolutely.
So whether
especially
to a family member
here,
or to or sell it, we've got, you know, all the Facebook or donate it to somebody.
Right.
Vet Connect, I know, is one who will always take furniture.
Right.
And you know, I know you said you have a list of organizations
that
take things. So that's a great idea.
And also, I just want to give a plug for Redwood Gospel Mission, because that's where I take a lot of my donations for my clients.
Mm.
But they are helping people, even fire victims, rebuild their homes with the donations that are that they are getting.
Nice. Yeah.
And they've had an uptick lately in the donations. So, and they're thrilled because they can. That means they can help more people.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're a good organization.
They're wonderful.
And they're they have a nice thrift store too.
They do.
I have to be careful because I'll go. You know, I'm the one. I do too, and it's fun. And that's one, that Redwood Gospel, that if I need something, I'll go there first rather than go buy it new. I'll go look and see if they have. So it always somehow seems that the thing I'm looking for, I find it there. It's really
that's
odd
awesome.
With that. I'll go look there because I bet I'll find it. So it's just interesting how that works. But I'm one, I have to be careful because I'll load up a whole bunch of stuff to bring to the thrift store, and then I go, well, I have to go in and look now.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm getting better to where I go, I don't really need that, you know. But or my daughter and I were in there the other day, and we're all, okay, put your blinders on, we're not here for clothes.
Right.
We were looking for something for the house, and anyway.
Well, that you bring up actually a really good point, because it allows me to share the fact that I typically will not let my clients drive anything to the thrift shop. So I always offer one free donation drop for every working session that
otherwise
we have together.
Otherwise, they start pulling stuff out.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And as soon as I fill a box up when I'm working with them, I put it right into my van.
Good.
So that they can't change their mind, because I've learned over the years that when I go back to work with them, I'll see that the boxes that I left behind have been opened up, and some things have been removed, which is fine if they really need it, but usually your first decision is the right one. People tend to second guess, and here's another tip, by the way, that just came to me. It's really helpful to work with somebody else just so that they don't let you handle it. Because I learned this when I first started my business, and I was working with a woman who was moving in, and she was elderly, and so I would bring things out of a box and say, well, do you, because she was downsizing after she moved, which wasn't the right way, but her circumstances created that. Yeah. And anyway, and then she reached out to me and she said, well, let me see. And so I gave it to her. And then the next thing I know, she's like, oh my God. And all these memories came flooding back to her. Oh, I can't let go of this. So I learned then that it's best not to let people touch their things, because it, all of a sudden something changes in their psyche and they just can't let it go.
Yeah. Oh, no. And it may have been something they had already said was okay to...
Yeah, or they were, you know, oh, I don't think I really need that. And then, wait a minute, let me see.
Yeah.
And that's, now I know better. So I'm like, well, no, how about you just evaluate from here? You know, let's talk about it. And, you know, sometimes they want to share stories, which is great. I hear a lot of great stories. But if they're moving into a really small space... I have to be really clever in how I talk to them and try to influence their decisions to make a better, different decision as to what to bring, because there may not be room for it.
Right. And that's an important, I think, important point, because it sounds a little mean, you know, when you're like, I'm taking their stuff away. But but it's important, because they're moving maybe from a 2,000 square foot home into what, an 800, 900 square foot?
Sometimes not
700,
even that.
Yeah, four, like a one room.
Yeah, it might even be a studio.
Yeah.
And the kitchens, too. That's like one of the biggest places that people have to downsize, about 75-80%.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, because these places have dining rooms and they have kitchens, so,
oh, so they don't need all
but
that.
But it's hard for a lot of women, especially. I see it's really hard for them to let go of their kitchen stuff.
Oh yeah.
Even though someone else is going to do all the cooking and they don't have a stove.
It's the, like you said, the sentimentality. and I think it's giving up that part of your life, I would imagine.
Exactly.
You know, just like giving up driving or giving you know, anything. It's that freedom, that
giving up a habit too.
Yeah,
you know, like
a lifetime of stuff.
I have found, I have cleaned out people's assisted living apartments where I have found bakeware. There's no oven, but they were so used to baking and they loved baking, so they had to bring this stuff with them. And I think in the back of their mind, they're thinking, "Oh, just in case." But there is no such thing as just in case, you know.
Yeah,
in this,
in that, in a senior living with a kitchen. I mean, with a where they don't have.
They don't have an oven.
An oven, right?
Right. Yeah. And they're at the age where they're probably not going to be moving back into a home that does have an oven. So it just, you know, I shake my head. I open drawers and cupboards. I'm like, oh my gosh, what was she doing with this? She can't. She would never have used it.
Right.
She would never be using it in the future. So anyway, but it is a habit and it's a mindset. And also people get very used to seeing, I call it default vision, because you get used to seeing the same things in your home. So I challenge people to start noticing when they walk through their space. When they leave my seminars, I want them to go home and start looking, being really mindful about what is in their home and whether they really love it and whether they even use it anymore.
Yeah.
Because, again, we get so used to seeing 20 spatulas that we forget we only need one or two.
Right. I have a lot of things that I that I don't get rid of, you know, and I haven't used in years, and I don't know why I don't just, you know, and I'm getting better. Like I said, I'm getting better, and I'll go, okay, I haven't used this in 3 years. I probably never will. And then I have this fear that if, as soon as I get rid of it, I'm going to need it.
Yeah, you know? That's very, very common fear. and what I say to that is, well, think about when was the last time you used it? And if it's seasonal, then fine. Then put it in a place that's away from the things that you access regularly.
Yeah.
So you can put it up above or down below or way in. but then just challenge yourself in terms of when was the last time you used it? And if you did get rid of it, so?
I know. What would be the worst thing?
What is the worst thing? So go to the dollar store and get another one. Or,
right.
You know, or borrow. Yeah. Borrow from your neighbor or a friend, or share things with friends rather than keep collecting more.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Of those things that
Thank you.
Have.
I know. That I really don't need.
But it's good that at least you're thinking, Allison. You're more mindful now. You're thinking more about.
I think that's important. And I don't know if it comes from, the work that I do, where I see other people that have to move. And I think, oh, my gosh, if I had to move right now, I've got so much stuff. And then, seniors that I work with, a lot of families and trusts and estates, clearing out an estate. And just we have a lot of stuff in society.
Oh, boy.
And so it helps to rethink that. So thank you for the work that you're doing. And it helps me. And we're going to take a break, but wanted to remind everyone about your seminar coming up. Downsizing and Moving 101. This is a free seminar.
Yes, it's free.
And I heard lunch
is going to be offered.
Okay, ask when you call. So it's from 10:30 to 11:30, Solstice Senior Living.
Wednesday, March 20th.
March 6th. Coming up, And then you call 578-8400 to register. And that's the Senior Living Center, the Solstice Senior Living.
You'll get the receptionist.
So they'll coordinate that. Kimberly is not coordinating that because you might, tell, sure, come on down. And they'll go, wait a minute, we don't have any chairs.
Well, they need to know how many chairs to set up,
And if they're offering food and drink, they need to know. That sounds awesome. And there's a couple other ones we'll talk about. But first, we're going to take a break. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Tune in every Monday at noon for legal expert Charlie Cochran on KSRO's Ask the Expert Show. Charlie is a legal specialist in civil litigation and partner of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison Law Firm in Santa Rosa. Charlie specializes in personal injury, civil trial litigation, and is California's super lawyer. That's every Monday at noon. Legal expert Charlie Cochran on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
Hi, my name is Lewis Gansler, and I'm the principal of Rancho Cotati High School. Rancho Cotati is proud to be a bridge to college and a future career. We offer our freshmen an experience unlike any other in the county. Our six new freshman academies offer our students an integrated experience, blending a focus area with English and history. Our new academies include law and justice, drama, biomedical, computer science, careers in sport, and film. These programs will be supported by our state-of-the-art theater academic gymnasium complex, which is one of the largest and newest freestanding buildings on a high school campus in the North Bay. Students have opportunities to take honors classes in history, English, world languages, science, and math. These courses will help prepare students to take advantage of our 16 advanced placement classes, or take advantage of our career technical education programs, which offer 11 different pathways to prepare students for a successful career. Whatever your goals, career or college, Rancho Cotati has a program for you.
It's not just about taking pictures. It's not just about cameras and lenses. It's not even just about photography. What it is about is capturing a moment that might never be experienced again. The people at Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma will be your guide to the excitement of capturing that moment. Shutterbug are more than just photography experts. They're experts in making life's beautiful moments last forever. Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma, or ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
Good morning. It's the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO. And we're back, and we are, I'm Allison Norman. We're here with Kimberly Foster of Chuck It. Organizing and Move Management. Did I get it right?
You got it, girl.
I got it right. So briefly, let's go. go over that class that you're having, the upcoming one, because you have a couple others too, and I'll put all the information on the Facebook page, which, by the way, is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. So just type that in, and it'll pop up for you on Facebook, and I'll put all this information there. But give us the information again, slow and to the point.
So my first, my next one is called Downsizing and Moving 101. And this is going to be held on Wednesday, March 6th at 10:30 in the morning. And it's going to be held at Solstice Senior Living. And that's located at 3585 Round Barn Boulevard. To register and reserve your seat, please call 707-578-8400. Again, that number is 707-578-8400. 8400. They're managing all the registrations, so they know how many seats to set up for the event. And I believe they are offering lunch. And this is free. It'll be about an hour, and it's open to anybody. So I hope to see anybody who's listening. Send your friends, family, neighbors. I also have another one. If you cannot make Wednesday, March 6th at Solstice, I have another one, the same seminar, is going to be held Friday, April 26th at Friends House. And they are located on Benicia Drive off of Montecito in Santa Rosa. That one is going to be at 11:30 a.m. And I'm sorry, but I don't have the phone number yet because we haven't even done the flyer. We're just in the preliminaries. But if you want to be on my email event list, please send me an email or give me a call at 707-560-1491. My email is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-E, at chuckit.net, and that's spelled C-H-U-C-K-E-T.net.
Perfect.
Okay, and we're discussing something here. I'm not sure whether I should shut up or keep talking.
You're good.
Or should I sing?
Yes, la la la. No, Joe was just pointing out that I just took a picture of your flyer and posted it on the Facebook page, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Great. So everything that Kimberly just said, well, the first part of it, about the March 6th event is now on the Facebook page.
Great. And when I get the April 26th, then I'll send that to you as well if you
Thank
want.
Thank you. Yeah. And that, so the phone number on there is for the Solstice Senior Living. They're coordinating that. You have a separate phone number, and you just gave that out, I believe.
My office
I will put
number.
That up on the Facebook page as well. And we'll let everybody know right before we leave.
And
as well.
How about I mention the class I'm going to start teaching?
Okay, let's do that.
I'm going to start teaching a class every month at the Person Senior Wing.
Oh, nice. And that's over at Findlay, right?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lovely community. It's a lovely facility.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
This one is going to be focused on decluttering with a coaching perspective, because I am also a certified professional coach, life coach.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I think I need that class. I may be there. I'll be your first student.
Please, come. It's actually been ongoing.
Okay.
A colleague of mine has been teaching it.
Okay.
And she's moving out of state.
Oh, nice.
So,
okay.
They asked me to take it
so
over.
So is this a paid
It actually is.
Position?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they charge a drop-in fee. I'm not sure what it is, if it's $6 or $7.
Okay.
But
so
it's
each,
open
so
to
whenever
anybody.
You decide to show up, you don't have to pay
That's
for
right.
like a subscription, you know,
That's
a,
right.
a class a long time.
Right,
okay.
right.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's
okay.
monthly, and I'm looking on my calendar right now. It's going to be held on the last Tuesday of every month. So I'm taking over on Tuesday, May 28th. And it's at 2:00. It's going to be from 2 to 3.
Great.
The last Tuesday of every month, and I take over on May 28th.
Great. So, and so that'll be an ongoing,
that
like
is, monthly,
something different each time you go.
I think it really is going to be driven by what comes up.
Okay.
In
and what the
with
people
the
there that need.
Yeah,
okay.
what they bring
oh,
in.
Oh, that's
to
awesome.
The,
I think that's a great idea. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good, good. I think we all could use that. Well, I shouldn't say we all, because there's some people that are very organized, and I'm not one of them.
Obviously.
have I said
you've
that
made
enough?
Made that very clear.
I know. I'm really not as terrible.
I'm sure you're not, Allison. You're just making it worse.
I know. I know. I should stop talking about it. Stop putting myself
down. Yeah, give yourself some credit for something.
Oh, there's a lot of things I'm very good at.
Excellent.
But I'm just not as organized as I wish I was. So
it's okay.
I appreciate people like you that...
You're still a good person.
I am. Thank you. I know. I shouldn't be putting myself down. I only am in the context of today's show is I could really use somebody like you. And I think it's great what you do, and I have a lot of respect for you because, you know,
it's
a good thing that you do. And helping families before we want to run out of time, I want to I don't know how quickly you can do it because we talked longer than we meant to, but you were going to go kind of start to finish move management.
Right, right. Well,
can you do
I'll
it,
say
like
very
the
fast.
Abbreviated version?
Very fast. So the move management part is basically I'm a wedding coordinator for people who are moving.
Okay.
And that means that I handle all the logistics, all the details. I coordinate with the movers. I coordinate with the location one is moving into. I do a floor plan, which is really important, and we decide on what's going to go where, and then we pack, we unpack, we put everything away, we put pictures up, and basically when the client walks in the door at the end of the day, they're home. They don't have to do anything else.
Nice.
And we remove all the debris. That's really important for safety.
Yeah.
So I'm really safety conscious and very particular. So I like to create beautiful homes for people that feel good and familiar.
Right. That's great. So, I think it's good. And the safety is a good part of it.
Oh,
that,
it's huge.
You know, tripping and falls and, you know.
Yeah, it's huge.
Injuries in elders is big.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So that's good that you incorporate that into it, making sure there's not so much clutter and not things are going to bang.
Right. And also the certain things that they bring with them. If they have sharp corners, I'll advise against that because they may trip and fall.
Yeah.
We don't want heads going into sharp corners.
No, that's not a good idea.
Not a good thing.
Yeah. So good. Well, I think we're going to run out of time for the rest of that. Well, I've got some other stuff I want to talk
about. 2 minutes, well, 3 minutes?
We have a couple of minutes. But no, I think that it's great what you have to offer.
Thank you.
The whole, you know, start to finish part of it. And so a family is, you know, looking at mom or dad having to go into a senior community. Mm-hmm. They should contact you.
Sure.
And then you start the process.
I do. I give a 30-minute free phone consultation so we can talk about what your needs are and how I can help you. And then I can also come to the house and do an in-home assessment and consultation. That's fee-based.
Okay.
And sometimes people just hire me for that, and I just tell them exactly what to do, how to do it, and what the resources are.
Oh, that's great, because maybe that's all they need.
That's right.
Is just somebody tell me where to start.
Exactly.
You know, or give me a list of, this is what you should
do. Some people are self-starters, so they can do that. They just need to know how, where to start.
Yeah. And then to have somebody coordinate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or they do it themselves. Well, I think that's awesome. And so your number, give us your number.
My phone number, my office number is 707-560-1491.
Perfect. And I will put that on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And then wanted to remind everyone, first of all, I should say, I'm talking down to myself about when it comes to real estate, I am very organized. I'm not organized with my stuff, but if you need some help with real estate, I really do take great care of my clients, and you are my priority. So I do have an open house today, 535 Blackstone Court. That's in Rincon Valley, single level, 525,000, three bedroom, two bath. Come on by 1 to 4 today, and we will be back next week with more of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. I'll be your host for the duration. And the legacy continues, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Thanks for joining us today, and thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you so much.
The preceding was a paid presentation.